Utilities Advisory Committee, December 14th, 2016.
Sunny spot. So, Emily, I did hear that she would try to make it, so there's... So, thank you for coming. This should be relatively short. I think we are looking at the agenda. We might as well, I think you've seen the emails I hit with Roger, but let's talk after 3A. Let's just do a quick update on where the comp plan process is. And then we'll start talking about the work plan, which I sent you. I hope everybody got a chance to see what draft of the work plan for next year. But really, the reason to have this meeting is because you saw the emails I had with Val and Roger about work plan. If you want to move along, give us something a little more specific on the list. So I thought we ought to get together and make sure we're asking for what we ought to. And if we have any ideas, Jeff sent me in response to this. He's got a couple other ideas. So let's talk about this and see if we can get it done today. Anybody want to do anything else besides have Christmas cookies? Cool. All right. Notes. Here are the notes.
I make a motion to approve them.
All right.
Thank you. Second.
All right. Any comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I plead no contest. I wasn't there.
No. Public comment. Are you done, Robert? Or are you going to...
I think I will defer. Well, no, I'll say one thing about the proposed work plan where it says internet service. Internet service, is that the general term used by KPUB is broadband, and so the word broadband may or may not be applicable to internet service, and KPUD has, well, fiber cable is KPUD's responsibility on this island. And we do have a representative now in Debbie Lester and KPUD, so we do have a powerful advocate for getting broadcast on the line. And you should be aware of that, I think. You probably, that's all.
Yeah, and that's not a very artful word, so maybe when we talk about it later, we'll see whether this is a phrasing or not. Thank you. Okay, comp plan update. You saw from the emails the council's been somewhat laboriously going through
dithering
the comp plan. And so I went to that one meeting a week or so ago, and you were out of town, and the council went through 25 different proposed changes submitted by council members. And so, and they've gone through 50-some for the transportation element, and so they were, many of them are clearly just words.
Were most of those, gosh, the new member, forgetting his name.
Ron?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Peltier?
He has a big package.
He's a major contributor to the list of things.
All I want to know is, did they get the comment in?
Actually, no, they didn't. I don't know whether they did or not. But
I don't know
how
I can do.
I know. We did. Nancy's comment.
So, pause.
So they have, you know, they council. I would credit. They'll give credit to council members. They've read it and they've submitted things, and some of them are new. Some of them are clearly wordsmithing, and some of the wordsmithing is better. Some of the wordsmithing is actually better, I'll say. Some of the wordsmithing is not, who cares? But they have had some newer ideas, which is just fine. They're doing their job. That's great. And they, so, you saw my email saying, Roger, somebody needs to pick up the ball, because our list, when the council members were going through the utility element, Jennifer Sutton, who you know is the staffer in charge of this, she said to the council members, would you like us to take, since we're on 11.3 or whatever it was, do you want to take up the UAC's suggestion about 11.3? And the response from Cole Medina, who was presiding officer that day, was, no, we'll take that up. later. And because they're really only dealing with suggestions from council members, not from the general public, and we're kind of the general public in a way. So, and he had already said that he would take some of the things we had suggested and submit them himself, which he did later. And so that's what you saw. He had taken our 11 or 6 or 9 points and made 4 or 5 of them. So the comma and a couple of little nickel and dime things he didn't submit, which makes sense. They'll just clean
so
up.
You
they'll
were sitting there up. And they didn't want any commentary from you.
No, they did. They actually asked a couple of questions of me and of Barry on some issues. And they were taking public comment. If anybody wanted to make a public comment, good. Of course, nobody was there except the usual people. I did make a comment, as I said. I stood up and suggested that we had suggested the idea of having the implementation item regarding the city devoting resources to looking at water system coordination and consolidation. Mm-hmm. We had submitted that, so I made that as a comment. So, anyway, there we are. And so the council had on its agenda last night, and I guess dinner, Matt, so maybe you can fill in with
so
that.
We didn't, those motions are pending by Cole, and I brought them up again last night, and we're going to do another pass-through, and that'll come up there. And they tended, I think they all seemed like that they all seem very reasonable from my perspective, so...
Yeah, I don't think there's
anything.
Cole rephrased some of the stuff that we had submitted, but it's the same concept.
Anyway. There's a lot of time of language, probably more time of language than substance solution. That's where we are.
Okay. We may have too many lawyers.
We definitely. Although it's not necessarily the lawyers.
That's
oh, yeah,
true.
I'm hearing the non-lawyers.
The carpenter is the one writing all the writings. The six lawyers.
You need
I've been on a board with him. Where
you need more engineers in there to replace it on a spreadsheet.
I think we're improving it.
Okay, anybody got anything else? I don't think there's anything else for us to do on that. Okay. All right, work plan. So I, at Val's suggestion, attempted to write up what we thought we ought to do next year. And we could add anything. I sent it to Jeff because Jeff volunteered to look at it ahead of time. And I sent it. And so you want to talk about your thoughts or suggestions or comments on this?
Well,
you had a couple of comments.
Yeah, as I said, I didn't know how they work getting to these items specifically, but I thought we shouldn't just pass over the subject of fish culverts, that at some point we should figure out how to get involved in that and figure out how the city can best attack that issue at the least possible cost. And then there was also the issue I'd previously mentioned, which was the fire regulations on water systems and rural water systems, and how they might be rather onerous and difficult for small water systems. You know, which
I think both of those kind of fall into the do we really have to spend that money and do that category?
Yeah,
it must be a grant somewhere.
Well, so those were two things that brought up, and then in the subject of reviewing utilities, suggested there were three goals. One was reliability.
You're talking about the comp plan stuff that we did?
No. I was talking about in terms of our reviewing. Are doing reviews of the utilities themselves in the future.
Uh-huh.
What is it we would be reviewing them for? What would be the goals? And try to remember.
We talked about in looking at what we wrote here, and I these are six items here, which were electric reliability, sewer, swim, processed, periodic review, internet, and water sewer. That's what we talked about last time. When I started writing this up, sewer system review and the process of periodic review sort of came together. Now we can, it's a little awkward the way it's written. We can change that. But Jeff's, before we play with the language, Jeff had a point, which was in his email back to me, which is, what would be the review? If we're reviewing something, what for? Mm-hmm. And you had a couple of things, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what they were.
Yeah, and I was just trying to look at
I could go get the. They were, performance. And I'm not sure that was the word I used. Is it doing the job that people did it expected to do? Is it reliable and is it cost effective? I think those were basically the three. Maybe some slightly different wording.
I think customer satisfaction, I mean, it's not just the money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
If we're conveying stormwater, but we're still flooding yards or something, that's more...
Well, we might be delivering the cheapest water in town, but nobody may like the quality of it or something like that. It may be nobody would want to drink it or something to that effect.
Well, that's performance and reliability, too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Performance was the... Is the utility doing... the job.
But satisfaction goes broader than that, too. I mean,
so the question is, what's the purpose of periodically reviewing utilities? Or for that matter, looking at the sewer system. That came from, specifically, I'm trying to remember who that came from.
Because we were talking about one utility a year or something, right. More in depth on.
Yeah, but this came from somebody else.
That was Ron. Yeah, that was Ron.
I think it was Ron.
One of those two. I remember them. But it was unclear as to what they.
Right.
What they were seeking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, and regardless of the system, I think you'd want to know its general condition and your sustainability or your long term prognosis. Mm-hmm. You could all be working great, but it could be one giant time bomb because it's. All built from the same steel that's going to rust out in the same year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the water system and the sewer system both have comp plans. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, you said quality of service, reliability of service, and cost of service.
No, okay. That was.
Did you say he said performance?
That was the quality.
That's quality.
That's quality? That's what you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. I think those are good. They're generic, they're wide enough to encompass. Customer satisfaction and stuff like that.
Do they get to future needs? You know, if the population's changing or the requirement is changing, or they could look ahead would be kind of smart.
So that's the long-term sustainability thing. Mm-hmm.
So it seems like if everybody agrees where we say the process period of utilities, we would say that with the goal of looking at the quality, reliability, and cost of service provided by those utilities. And we start with the sewer. That's what they propose here.
What about this idea of sustainability? Because it seems to me that the magic of that word is it can be both, for instance, do we have adequate reserves or adequate money to deal with the future? That's sustainability. But it also goes to... being able to meet that need and then hints at environmental.
Well,
that's what the complement
does. Yeah,
that's what the complement is about.
They do the water system plan every 7 years.
So you have to start what area you want to serve, how much growth is going to be in it.
Yeah.
Do you have enough resources, water,
I don't think you want to be doing that every 3 years.
Probably not. Well, because you're... growth projections aren't going to change at all.
So
the same zoning, the same population allocation. There's nothing more to plan for as far as growth.
But that doesn't also then already look at effectiveness and quality.
The water system plan.
It does look at. I mean, it looks at water quality and your water use efficiency. You know, how much water you waste.
So by the same argument that we shouldn't expand into one area that the water system plan already does, is that kind of redundant to look at anything that the water system plan already does?
stormwater.
Well, I mean, the capital programs and financials are always changing. How much? What projects did you get done? How much did they cost? What's the next project? How much money do you have in reserves? Those are always dynamic things.
My view of this periodic looking at this, and since you have three utilities and it's a year, it seems pretty easy, is that the real comprehensive look, where you look at develop a real water system plan, real sewer system plan, you know, are done almost a decade apart. They're supposed to be the sewer system plan. There's no, as I understand, there's no specific regulatory requirement. The water system plan is required every 6 years.
Although now they're, you know, we're working toward a 10-year.
Right. So they end up being a real decade long. So the idea of this is that you're going to look at it a little more comprehensively than once a decade. That's
well, the other thing I thought of is what kind of planning. There is some things in the comp plan about utilities studies or utility coordinations.
Right.
I forget.
Right.
So those aren't even in here. I guess those, who's going to handle those? I would think the UAC would be involved in whatever action items come out of the comp plan.
Well, that's the issue I was thinking when I started making this list, is we could add a subject which is to look at how to assist, as we put in the comp plan, how to assist in coordination, consolidation of water teams. We could begin to look at that. The comp plan hasn't passed yet, so I haven't said that yet. But I don't sense from the council members there's any objection to that. So the question is, do we want to put that under the agenda? It's pretty amorphous, I agree. But if it's nobody, as we talked about before, if nobody looks at it, nobody's going to look at it. If we don't look at it, nobody's going to look at it.
Well, I think if you put it in there now and send it back to the city council, it might draw attention more to the fact that that's in the comp plan, which might be a good thing.
Right.
Because it's, otherwise you might just read through that and not really know what it means.
Well, there are lots of high priority items in the comp plan. The results.
Some of them require potentially task forces or ad hoc committees, versus this has already got the committee ready to go to look at utility items or utility issues. You don't need an ad hoc committee, maybe. Or
yeah.
So
I think it's a good idea, just for that reason. It's going to draw attention to that little aspect that might be overlooked otherwise, because they have so many other things that are important.
So let's add then something G, or the next one, will be a process to examine the cooperation and consolidation of water between water systems.
Wait, where are we putting that?
Well, it'll be the
G.
Last one.
Yeah, so it's a G. Coordination of water systems.
It would be a process. We would be asked to look at a process to examine cooperation and consolidation of water systems, between water systems. I don't know what that, we can figure out how to do that and then potentially begin that. Okay, so Jeff had suggested also, and so I'll go back to the D, process to periodically review utilities. Seems like we should combine B and D. Put the D. So process to review utility, we would say we are going to look at all of them, and then everybody okay with Jeff's suggestion of looking at the goal of evaluating quality, reliability, cost of service, and we'd start with the sewer system.
So we called it quality instead of performance?
And we have sustainability in there too.
Yeah, and the sustainability. I think customer satisfaction is under performance. Is
that's under
quality.
It's both.
Yeah.
Well, it can be. I mean, if the customer satisfaction is the people at City Hall stiff-arm me when I walk in and won't talk, that has nothing to do with performance. But it's still negative customer satisfaction.
Okay.
Not that that happens.
Has that happened?
Well, why don't we change quality to performance?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I just throw that.
I know. But
I like that word, performance.
Well, and that includes then not only a lot of things, but it's technical as well as administrative.
Mm-hmm. And how about the long-term sustainability?
Well, that's really like in the plan.
I think that's not water,
but it's subject. Is it really in the swim?
Well, not so much in the swim because there is no swim. But the other two have.
To the extent you're looking at sustainability as an issue that is, are we investing enough in our infrastructure?
Yeah.
That seems to be a problem.
But that, I wouldn't for two of those utilities, it's in those comp plans.
No, I wouldn't include that in those once every 3 years.
Yeah, I think this is that interim process that you do in between the 6 to 10 year.
That's my thought. I wouldn't doubt if there were, you found a problem during that you could urge the council to accelerate the comp plan. It's all around. The sewer plan was, what, 14 years? Maybe the last one?
Yeah.
20 years?
I agree with dropping it because it sounds, you know, performance, reliability, and cost effectiveness are things we can do in that kind of brief. And sustainability, if it's captured by the comp plan.
Okay, so we have
dealt with the things in the comment. I guess I was going to bring up, mm-hmm. like there's a statement in there about pursuing advanced treatment and reuse of wastewater, something in there on that. And I don't know if there's a role here to talk about and look at that issue.
Well, it seems like if we're going to look at the sewer system, that would be the time to do that. They actually tightened the language or made it more aggressive, the language on gray water and reuse.
Yeah.
Ours was evaluate or study, and they said essentially go forth and do it.
Gray water for all.
Yeah. So, I don't know how and when that's going to happen, but you're right.
That may be wrong.
Yeah. Okay, good point. Yeah. All right.
And these all don't have to happen in 2017 either.
No. We're just giving them a list of things. Here are the things. What do you want us to work on? They can come back and say none of them or all of them. Or
so are we getting rid of D?
Yeah, we're going to combine B and D together.
So we're getting rid of D and so
D is a sewer system. And
so now it's DEF. Yeah. Underneath it, okay.
I'm just combine those together and say periodic review it, and we'll start with the sewer system. That's the the idea here. Okay, so what about the other ones? We'll pick up Jeff's suggestions. I mean, electric reliability. That's been suggested by a couple of people. I don't know whether they'll want us to do that.
Yeah, regardless of, with PSE providing it with a franchise agreement and what the UTC's requirements that they provide reliable service to everybody who needs it, I kind of don't like the idea that, I mean, we as a volunteer group spending time looking at reliability is one thing, but to spend a bunch of money to figure out how to make the system that they're running and owning reliable seems like we're paying money above what we're already paying for in our rates.
Well, didn't this have to do with we don't have great reliability, we're one of the lowest places, and they are suggesting that if they put this
connector
in, that it will improve our reliability. And we would be questioning them, are there other ways of improving the reliability that might be more effective? What are your stats about this?
Yeah, no, I think I prefer the active mode to that. I mean, they should be presenting us with how they can make it more reliable.
To me, this is
good enough or not good enough.
To me, this is one where the council is going to get input on electric reliability all the time. So if they want us to work on it, fine. If not,
I mean, I guess we could give them, do some digging and say, is this reliable or not? Are we getting a? Should we expect more? Or should we expect less?
Yeah, right. Yeah, because
if they would like us or anybody to do that,
okay.
The city has a process underway because they're doing this feasibility study, and I've been pushing them as recently as last night. to make sure that the consultant is not, the feasibility study is, a lot of that's kind of the economics and business case. Does it make business sense if this city were to get in the electric business? But reliability is really important, so I hope that that study, because it had in the guidelines, will get into reliability.
That's
and the, but the starting point is, PSE's own report is that reliability in Kitsap County is the poorest of eight counties, and that there, you know, it, there's, there is a problem here. But it's, and this is going to go to the council, it's up to them anyway. The other thing is, in a way, this could be a great opportunity for PSE if they would, I don't know what the council says, but you went to them and said, look, I want you guys to do a workshop and on reliability. You're pushing for a solution. I think it might be reasonably put to them, the normal engineering thing, which is, let's look at where, what the issues are with respect to liability versus them kind of deciding for themselves what their reliability issues are.
Yeah.
And but in any case, I think it's up to the council whether they want to delve into it, best delve into it or not.
Well, yeah.
And two, I'd be very open to the idea that given PSE an opportunity that they could kind of lead a workshop or something.
Well, the issue here, yes, is does the council want us to have any role in this? Or do they have a committee and they have a consultant? If so, let us know.
I am very much in favor of it because I feel like the city council may not have time to question them. They're just going to let them give their presentation. I mean, how much time can they devote to that issue?
Question.
The PSE. They're going to say, reliability will be improved by this blank.
But they've got a consultant.
Yeah.
They're already hired.
Yeah,
that's
but
the head over. And then there is a, there's also the task force. I don't know what the life of the task force is. Steve, do you know what they've said about the task force?
You know, I think, I really credit Doug on this. Some of these things, we don't know.
Yeah.
And so I don't think he ever said, and some members of the task force sound like it's a sinecure forever. Other times, I think, when they get done with this report,
if they're done,
it'll fade away. So, but anyway, it's not. I don't think it's down anywhere. It's not a task force set up by the city council like this committee is. It's a task force to help out the city manager.
And I think it's a separate issue from, is it a good idea to go to Island Power?
Correct.
Versus PSE versus?
Correct. Oh,
let's just say we're staying with PSE. What's the best use of funds to improve our reliability? Let's actually ask the questions and push them on that.
Correct.
And this would be a good group to do that in because they've got, they're more general. You know, how much time can they devote to pushing them on that issue?
No, I agree with you on that. This is a separate
Let's
thing
just accept
other.
That.
It's just if
they are
if the council wants somebody to delve into reliability, we're here.
We're good.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's all we're really saying here. Let us know. We can, regardless of the provider is, we can talk
exactly.
about reliability.
Did PSE kind of approach us or the council members? Or you, Roger, about that they'd like to air their loop circuit proposal. It's long-standing, probably needs to be done.
They
get the SIP support of the city for it.
Yeah, well, they've come a couple times in public comment, and as Tom said, similar to that, I think that's the last time we saw Tom.
He said that here.
He said here, right.
Mm-hmm.
And then also at the same time, Brian came in public comment saying that we gutted the plan because we didn't specifically identify the loop.
Tom asked us to put that loop back in.
Yeah, and I disagreed with that because I say you proved to me first that that's going to improve my reliability because I've heard in the past that it wasn't. I've had them admit in the past that it wasn't going to improve reliability. That may have changed, but I'd like to question them further on that because what's the point of raising our rates to put that in or disturbing property owners if it doesn't improve reliability? And it's great for him to show up until he gets that, but I don't think that's proving to us.
And with the laws they've gotten passed in Olympia in the last year, that they can do anything that we ask them to do for a surcharge. We got to be careful of them suggesting things that we might want. We can have them.
Well, that's what I was told, that if you did the 115 kilowatts, they could surcharge us. And if you underground more lines, they can't surcharge us. So they have opted to do the 115 kilowatts, even though it's probably not the more pressing problem. That's what they said at the time when pressed by certain engineers on the point.
And I think since then, they've taken surcharges for undergrounding and surcharges for more green power.
And I know a UAC person was sitting there talking about that. Like, maybe that's what needs to change.
You all agree, let's keep this in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. All right, the SWIM operating expense study, I put it here just to assess what we said last time. If we can be of help, let us know. I think.
Should we be specific that, you know, that some of the big operating expense thing is all the fish culverts? Isn't it? Oh, that's not, you're right. That's capital. Okay.
So we're going to get to that in a second.
And capital is further down?
Well, we're going to, we're going to get to it because Jeff suggested it.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, internet service, is this the best way to provide this? This came from actually a couple council members said, gee, maybe somebody ought to look into improving internet service.
Well, I like it a lot. I think Robert pointed out that, KPUD is doing the best they can and a pretty good job on broadband. The problem is that they lack 2,000, that was around actually when this process happened. They got, PUD's got the authority to provide wholesale broadband, and the telcos blocked them having retail. And so it has to go through ISPs and so on. So it's made it a cumbersome process, and it's made it so that the KPUD doesn't control the cash register, you know. You hear a lot of complaints about the service. And it's also communities like Tacoma that created a municipal broadband. All of a sudden, Comcast began to aggressively expand their service in response. So, you know, paying attention to them may get dividends, significant dividends, without us making it, or partnering with KPUD to provide, you know, the retail component of that.
So
I think it's a worthwhile topic.
Good. So anybody not?
No.
Okay. That's good.
I need a lot of education on it.
I do too. Okay. And then the last one we had on here was the rate structure, water service rate structure. If this council would like us to
maybe
do
that. Maybe Debbie can come to us and tell us what KPUD can do for us now. The broadband agreement.
It can take her a while. Yeah, too. Okay, Sam. Jeff suggested something about fish culverts.
That would be a.
I don't know.
Swim capital issue.
It's a capital issue.
Right. And we looked at it once or twice, and we discussed why some were more expensive than others.
I'm a little concerned that there aren't any particular capital projects coming that are going to be dealing with this.
Well, there's the one that we ever get the grant on high school in Miller Road. That's 600. And there's one up on Halls Hill. I don't know if that's ever.
But what is the committee going to, what would be the point?
Well, the point would be, what is the process? Why do we have to do this? And is there a method of taking an opposing view that's saying, no, we're not going to do this. It's not cost-effective. It's not even practical.
And I'm still, the reason I question is I'm not sure what this is on the capital projects.
It's
on our CIP now. It's
expensive.
We only have that one culvert.
But there's others in the
list. I understand that.
It's not maybe not a real near-term issue, but it's an issue eventually.
It's a six-year issue than a two-year.
And maybe just procrastinating is all we really need to do, because maybe our state representatives are starting to wake up that there is a problem here, and it'll get some attention. So maybe we don't have to do anything in the near term other than try to avoid doing anything.
But the expensive deep culvert replacements, they're in the
There's one that's in there, but it's not a fish culvert because yes. we've already
gotten
approached it in a way that we're going to have to approach all of these. And
oh, so it's just one?
Well, no. There's
the most critical one,
we are able to
avoid it.
Avoid it by going through the process we're going to have to go through every time. We're not going to be able to dictate a process, make a decree, change anybody's mind on a program.
So it's
a culvert by culvert basis.
So this would be a culvert replacement, but it doesn't take it to this
it's not a fish culvert.
White creek. Right.
And didn't we put some language in, too, that tried to get us to prioritize ones that were lower end, not as vital to fishing to be done first? And didn't we have a whole to kind of delay the issue?
We didn't put it at the end, but we talked about those projects.
Yeah, I mean,
we talked about prioritizing them.
Yes, the prioritizing of
the
projects.
But we're not doing culverts just to do them. We're prioritizing
right.
based on need. So
yeah.
if they don't need to be replaced, then it doesn't matter if it's a fish culvert or not. We're not going to replace it.
So we're going to construct
it. But if it needs to be replaced, then we have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a fish culvert or not?
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, what is the priority of replacement? Which are the most important ones, like the McDonald Creek one that we had that mm-hmm. looked the worst on our investigation? We need to go first on that.
But then it turned out it isn't
great. Yeah, we got to win on that one, but you got to find them one at a time.
Right, because there are three of them on Eagle Harbor Drive alone. Mm-hmm. At $5 million apiece, there was $15 million. Now we've gotten one of them down to $1 million.
So
there's still 10 more.
Yeah, I think so.
Help
it was originally...
Well,
I
guess my question is, you know, does the city need to take a more proactive approach instead of being forced to accept decisions without having any input in terms of providing our own fish biologists that we hire and go out and say, this is not a fish stream, I mean, if you're going to spend $5 million, it might be worth spending $75,000 to argue against it, you know? You might not win them all, but even if you don't, it just seems to roll over.
But it seems, you know, I understand your point, but it seems premature.
Well, I don't really know. I see somebody sitting in the CIP, but I don't really know when we're going to get around them. And then the other question is, if when we say Cooper Creek, if we expand that one to road widen the road, we still have this issue of who pays for it. That's a road widening project, not a swim project per se. Swim gets caught with it because the culvert has to be done. But you know, once upon a time when roads were helping to contribute to the swim fund, you kind of and culverts weren't costing what they cost today. You could pretty easily say, well, you know, roads is throwing in plenty of money in swim fund. They're kind of taking care of it. But not anymore, not when you got $500,000, $1 million culverts, and the roads aren't putting anything into it. But yet the project is for the road. It's not because the culvert needs to be replaced. So.
Yeah, that's a valid policy discussion.
So, Barry, do I understand this correctly? I've just pulled out the CIP that we marked up before. And looks like there's $20 million of stuff that's not in the current budget. So it's safe to say that we haven't based our rate requirement or revenue requirement based on this $20 million worth of stuff out there in the future?
No, we just based it on really the next 6 years.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's not something that, you know, establishing priorities. It's not something that...
I just
there's a 2-year CIP, a 2-year budget, and these issues that you're talking about aren't impacting that.
Maybe
a 2018 thing is your beginning would be
that. But the other thing is you might want to pick one, you know, that you want to do the fight on. I mean, that I think there's some real argument is to
that's true.
You know, is take one that the Department of Fish and Wildlife say you have to do. And then have on your side a fish biologist that just says this is absolutely crazy. This is the one you want to go after him on.
I agree.
And picking one and
but you're not going to pick one now because we don't need to do it now.
Well, but if you wait until you get to the $5 million one, and that's that, and you haven't won any battles up to that point.
Well, didn't they just win one?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. So, and your point would be if they, in my view, if they had
lost,
that situation sounds like something that would be very worthwhile challenging because of the topography and the stream and the need and all of that.
The limited upstream habitat. Yeah, that was
that's one where I think that would have been a good one to check on. But we won.
We didn't need our full guns to win that one, but you're talking about someone that we might need more ammunition to win, basically our own consultants or somebody to help us win it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's getting at.
It kind of reminds me of the legal work I do sometimes where I want to really win. Okay, you got what you want. No, I really, really want to win. I want to get this big court case. No, you won. Damn. You know,
for a fight.
I know.
Well, you want to pick the battle because it makes the case that you want it to win instead
want
of
to lose one.
Having it brought to you.
Right.
You want to make sure you pick
the battle. So the issue for us is I know this is an issue that's important to you. I'm not sure how this fits in a work plan.
I'm not sure there either.
I think it does. I just think it's a year down the pipe.
Yeah.
Because we've already got what we're covering this year. So I think it's still an issue that we keep on the back burner that we will readdress.
It's good for the council to say that they want us engaged in that when it becomes more important, and we can use the interim time to keep studying where a steelhead might show up.
I think we muddle this. Muddle through, as the Brits say, a little bit. We'll be okay. It's not going to go away. Jeff's going to...
I think we've postponed a year.
Okay. All right, sounds like there's a consensus. We'll be talking about this next December. The last one is your issue about the fire requirements for rural water systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, I'm not sure how we approach this from talking with
Luke.
Yeah,
it's got that international code.
Right, and that's just where he's going. But
I think they care about international codes.
Yeah, well, that's the point. They bring a recommendation to council based on the international code and
American code on.
Council hasn't got any basis to go, well, what's that really going to cost the community, or is that, you know, what's the consequences of doing that? And I think that's the problem, is council's never had gotten the other side of what sounds like a good idea ends up resulting in.
I was thinking of another issue that's related to this that's been bubbling lately, is kind of water system expansion and LID potential and connecting smaller existing water systems. So we have two of them up that we've been talking to on Ferncliff, Casey Street and Ferncliff Water Association, I think. But they're small existing systems, and they have some well issues, and can, you know, within reasonable distance of being able to extend their lines up there, but then really we got to not only extend the lines, we got to then redo their whole system and all their meters and upgrade 8-inch pipe and put in hydrants, and makes it really, really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Expense.
Yeah.
That's over the years, what you have.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know if the city is looking at the trust fund programs that KPUD has been using, like up on Bay Hill, where there's debt forgiveness involved.
Bay Hill, really? Where's
it? Bay Hill's up off of Miller Road.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work
recently. Behind Meadowmere.
Yeah, yeah.
Further north of Meadowmere.
They took a system up there that... to have it put in main lines and to put in meters was $6,000 per service connection. And they got a loan.
That's a PUD territory, right?
KPUD.
Yeah.
They got KPUD got a loan for them through the trust fund, where at the completion of the project, half the debt was forgiven. So those people are paying $3,000 per connection on an LID over time. And this program exists specifically to take smaller systems and bring them in and help fund bringing them into larger systems. Because we've been talking to KPUD about this for years, but we're not quite close enough yet. And But that may be an option here, yeah. A program like that, to make an LID that's something.
Well, this actually is a good topic. We just talked about process to examine cooperation and consolidation between water systems. We already got it on the list.
It's F. It's a section of F.
Yes, it's a part of it. Seems like if we go with
the
that.
The water flow does drive some of the sizing of the system.
So that's an issue that if we're talking about consolidation, we need to address.
It drives the sizing of some of these, or does it drive some of these tank replacements that are in the CIP and the...
Probably not. That would be more just an elevation thing. But 8-inch pipes and replacing them again. You're just going down the road and connecting an existing system into your main is one thing. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go in and tear up their road and repipe them all in.
Wasn't high school reservoir driven by the fire flow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all the reservoirs have a huge fire flow, impact. That's why.
That's in a 17-18 budget for 600.
But that was to do some improvements to get more, to relieve more dead storage. We have too much dead storage because of the elevations of fire flow is a big part of that.
But let's say one of these little communities needed to redo their main lines, and the city says fine, but you have to be able to provide 1,000 gallons a minute for 60 minutes, and you have to be able to provide 20 pounds of pressure in the interim while they're fighting the fire, and they're looking at this little 10-unit thing going, we have to have 80,000 gallons of storage to do that. We don't even have a place to put 80,000-gallon tank anywhere, and so we can't replace our main. Now, that's what the city... So the way water systems get around it is they stay out of the city right away. As long as you put it on private property, the city can't enforce... the size of the pipe, but that becomes a really awkward way to get all the neighbors together to go, can I go through your front yard with them? So, but that's what happens, and North Bainbridge Water did a fair amount of that kind of stuff to avoid having to meet some of those requirements.
Interesting.
And thus you have a lot of undersized places.
So as soon as you go through the city right away,
that's how they get the. That's how they can enforce the code. Yeah, that's their.
Even then, when it's not part of our system. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is definitely part of consolidating. If people want to consolidate or coordinate, they're going to have to look into this fire code thing. Right. So we need to give advice on that.
Well, can we? It is related, but in some instances it may not be related. But it seems like it all could be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I would. So, is that all right to leave?
Well, I think we have the fire international fire code applicability separate from consolidation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's really
consolidation is also a political hot potato.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah, I could make fire code changes without doing consolidation.
I mean, I'd hate to miss the opportunity to do some good because of the fear of doing something horrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you would make that G?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
All right, well, we'll give him a choice. We'll call it evaluate or examine the impact of fire code on rural. Water systems. All right. Anybody got any other topics?
We're going to have to meet four times a week.
All right. the city council will want us to do any of these or all this. So, if it's okay with you, I will make the changes we talked about and just send them on. If you give me that discretion, if I do anything unusual, I'll send it to Jeff to see if he has any suggested language.
One of the things we talked about last night is consolidate, which we do already, but other committees kind of have to, which is consolidate the minutes. And we used to have two things called one called the minutes and one city council member liaison report. We do both those together. But let's wrap it in a single sort of document, same way. This and there. The substance of that as modified.
begin the notes?
In the notes.
In the minutes of this meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about these subjects?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to review this probably tomorrow.
Yeah. And that would be the way to communicate. Yeah. Right.
To the city council.
And then we'll, I'm not sure when it's an agenda. It might be January 3rd. That's when the motion will come up.
The motion?
The UAC motions to the utility zone.
Oh, January 3rd. Okay. Okay. Any other topics you'd like to talk about tonight? So just to follow that, the January 3rd council meeting, you'll be looking at the utilities element again. If anybody wants excitement.
Kenny, I want to point out that it's just sort of amazing what a good job you do of keeping us organized and stuff moving forward and all that. It's just, I think maybe, so I'd make a motion that we take out insurance.
She made
$100,000 policy. Make sure Andy gets hit by a bus.
All right.
I was thinking
insurance
something like
doesn't
that
stop
today,
a
but
bus.
I looked
That's
at
a committee
this.
Of sustainability
like,
issue.
This is what we did last year. It's good to know. Okay.
Yeah. So the $100,000 won't stop you from being hit by a bus.
No, but we can go ahead. We can get
to get one of us.
We can have a week and say, what the hell are we going to do? Andy's been running. All right, thank you guys. The quality is getting in the semi-Christmas here.